question, chapter 1, Mishnah 10. It says, Kol ha'osa mitzvah achas, anyone who performs one commandment. And the Kati says, this doesn't mean just one commandment. It means anyone has equal like merits and sins, right? The scales are equally balanced. And they do one more commandment to tip this the balance in their favor. Mativin loy, so he's rewarded. Umarichin loy yamav, his days are lengthened. V'noichel esa aretz, and he inherits the land, which the Kati says is talking about the world to come. And whoever doesn't do one good deed, in other words, the scales are tipped the other way for him, his sins outweigh his good deeds. So he's not rewarded. And his days aren't lengthened. And he doesn't inherit the land. And anyone who learns scripture, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz. There's Mishnah in there, huh? So whoever does those three things, Lobim Harehu Choyte, he's not going to sin easily. Shenemar, because it says in Koheles, V'hachut HaMashulash Lobim Harehu Nasek, that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. In other words, when you've got a cord and it's, you know, three things wrapped together, and three plots, much harder to cut through than one plot. V'chol she'ayna Lobim Mikra V'lobim Mishnah V'lobim Derech Eretz, and whoever doesn't have these three things, Einu Min HaYishuv, he's not of the settlement. Which the Kati says means there's no benefit in a settled community. Such a person is only fitting to live in the wilderness. He shouldn't be living in a community.